Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to Jesus, but the Pharisees and the scribes began to complain. We all know that the parable of the prodigal son reveals the compassion of Christ for those tax collectors and those sinners. The extortionists, the thieves, the adulterers, the liars. But we have to remember that Jesus also has compassion for the scribes and Pharisees. They are sad. They can only complain. They have no joy. They see their brother and sister drawing near to Jesus, at table even, and they refuse to enter the house, just like the older son. To know Jesus is to know joy. To experience forgiveness is to experience joy. And to be fully alive in Christ means to invite others into that joy, the joy of mercy. Did you notice how often joy comes up in the gospel today? Here's a few of the lines. Rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep. There will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Let us celebrate with a feast, the Father says. And there is the sound of music and dancing. And then the final words of the Father to the Son, which are really the final words of Jesus to the Pharisees. Now we must celebrate and rejoice because your brother was dead and has come to life again. Every celebration of the Eucharist is a taste of this joy. We were all dead in our sins, but Christ has brought us to life again. We rejoice together that the Father has found us and that we have come inside now to enjoy this feast. At every Eucharist, God also sends us out to spread the joy of forgiveness, to take that saving message outside these walls. In all the different activities, gifts, talents that we have, all of our different relationships and stations in life, in all these different ways, God commissions us every Eucharist to go forth and to proclaim forgiveness, mercy from God, and the joy of belonging. How can we continue to experience that joy and to take it to others? Among the many ways, I just want to put my finger tonight on the act of giving testimony. Testimony. By talking about the mercy of God, by glorifying God by our stories of mercy and forgiveness that we have experienced. That's what St. Paul does for Timothy today in the second reading. He basically tells his story of forgiveness. He says very bluntly to Timothy, I was once a blasphemer, and I persecuted people, and I was arrogant. But I've been mercifully treated. Why? Because Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of which I am the foremost. There's a conversion from being arrogant to saying, of sinners I am the foremost, but God has mercifully treated me. Can we, like St. Paul, be bold in sharing how God has forgiven us? Can we name it? Can we talk about it? Can we allow the joy of belonging to the Father to neutralize the shame of our pasts? Because the world needs this testimony. The world needs to hear from those who've encountered mercy deep in their hearts. And that's not just from those who have perhaps risen up from the depths of sin. Now, some people have some amazing conversion stories where they hit rock bottom and they were living in utter darkness for a long time, and Christ came to them and brought them out. It's beautiful testimony. It's very moving, very immediately. And we need those stories to be told. But just as much, the world also needs the stories of those who, by God's mercy, have been preserved from grave sin, preserved from despair, who the Lord has just buoyed up by his joy in many ways. Because between the mercy that forgives the sinner who has gone into the depths of wretchedness, the pigs, and the sinner who was preserved perhaps from all kinds of evil, and yet maybe refused to enter the house, refused to accept those who God calls and forgives, there's no difference. There's no difference in God's mercy. All of us have tasted of God's mercy, whatever direction or shape our life has taken. Even to say, Lord, I would have fallen so deeply had your mercy not kept me afloat. So if we want to proclaim good news to the world, good news to someone, whatever your story is, it can be as simple as this. I did not know real joy. I was with the pigs. Or I refused to come to the feast. But Christ welcomed me and forgave me. I came to life again.